Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. We're holding it down. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Toby is in for Brian. Good morning, Tobo. How do you do?
Can't complain, man, other than it just being ridiculously hot. I'm already over this ridiculous weather. I was complaining about the weather when I was hosting on Saturday, saying I kind of hate summer, and I stand by that.
Hold on one cockamamie second here. You hate summer?
It's too hot, JP. Give me 30-degree weather over this any day.
I couldn't disagree more. I don't mind the heat. I like to go in the sauna. Now, obviously, it's hot, and there are some dangers that come with that. Like, don't leave your dog in the car. You know, if you got to be outside, stand under a tree. That's my heat advice. I think in some ways, man, and I'm curious what B would say about this, honestly. Like, I feel like in some ways, everything becomes such an event that, like, every time it gets real hot, people are like, oh, my God, this is the worst. Every time it gets real cold, every time it rains too much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I bet 10 days ago we were all screaming about how much it's been raining. And now we're going to scream about how hot it is. In a month, it'll be that it was windy. You know, like, it's just, it's hot. Don't get me wrong. I'm down at the beach, so maybe it's a little bit cooler down here. But I don't know. I'm sorry you don't like the heat. But you're a baseball guy. That's what the summer's all about.
Yeah, I mean,
hot-ass baseball games.
I enjoy going to the yard. I enjoy watching the ball fly when it's hot and humid out at Nats Park. But I also don't mind sitting there when it's 50 degrees. I would prefer that.
So, I don't know, man. I love the summer. I get that it's hot, and the next couple days are going to be really hot. Maybe we get Cameron on here to figure out when this thing's going to break. But it was also, like, to me, I just try to take the weather in totality. May and all of June until, like, June 23rd have been very cool. Like, we haven't really had much
heat. No, that's
true. And there were some downright, like, Memorial Day weekend was cold. Like, I was wearing a jacket. So, I don't know. Just try to take the macro view on the weather. We do have some sports. We got the Nats just get completely clowned upon in Los Angeles, and it really bothered me. It bothered me to the point that I was at a restaurant watching the end of this game, and I was texting Toby because I was like, what the hell is this? Dude, so I'll let you explain, Toby, but the end of that Nats game against the Dodgers yesterday, in a sport that prides itself on unwritten rules and you know, doing the right thing to your opponent, that was a complete S show in my estimation.
Yeah, big time. I mean, they're up by 10 runs, and so they bring in Kike Hernandez, who is kind of their designated position player pitching. I think he's now thrown 5 1/3 innings. His ERA is like 13.5, something stupid like that. He got his first career strikeout last game out against the the Giants. But both those games against the Giants and then against the Nationals, he goes out there and makes such a mockery of it that he's not even able to finish the inning, which is the whole point of the thing. You don't want to use another pitcher. They had to use Anthony Bonda against the Giants last week. They had to bring in Alex Vesia to finish this one off. Like, the whole point of it is you throw out a position player so you don't use a pitcher. I would be so frustrated if I were Dave Roberts that I have to go out there and use another pitcher because you can't go out there and do your job. And I get that you're going to give up hits and probably going to give up runs.
Your concern is you're worried about the Dodgers manager being frustrated that his shortstop slash fake pitcher is throwing bad pitches? On the list of where I'm frustrated, that ain't very high.
I mean, I'd be pretty frustrated if my whole point is to throw a guy out there to save a pitcher and then I still have to use one. And on Davey's side, I know you were frustrated from the Nationals' perspective.
It's a mockery, dude.
Yeah, the I need dude, you to so, throw.
Toby, I'll left hand up here. I was in a bar. It was loud. Like, I'd watch the end of the golf, which was incredible, and hopefully a very positive Ryder Cup preview for the U.S. But the Nats were down 9 or 10. Mm-hmm. I wasn't paying a lot. I wasn't really locked into that game, but it was on the TV, and then they bring in this junk ball pitcher, and I'm literally eating my dinner. Shout out to Starboard Raw. The Crystal Shrimp are fantastic. I'm eating my dinner, and I look at this, and I'm like, wait, what's going on here? Is this dude, like, my initial instinct was, oh, the Dodgers must have some knuckleballer. Like, because the first pitch I saw, I couldn't fathom that this was a reliever, right? I was like, oh, they must be working, they're trying to develop a kid with a knuckleball or something, because the pitch was 65 miles an hour. And sure enough, that's just the junk this dude throws, and that's when I started texting Toby, like, what the hell is this? It was such a joke, but equally a joke, and Toby, maybe you'll know who it was. So, obviously, this dude cannot throw strikes. I think he threw 30 pitches and 28 of them were balls. But, dude, who is the guy? So, the Nats, I can understand the thought process if you're just like, all right, we're just going to let him throw the junk and get on base. Some dude with runners on first and second, and it wasn't low. I think it was the batter before low. I don't know. Took the biggest meatball I've ever seen right in the heart of the plate. And I get it's a 3-0 count, but, dude, the guy's throwing, I mean, literally ass. Like, this dude, you know how whenever you're watching sports and somebody will be like, oh, man, I could do better than that. I legitimately think, like, who the best athletes we have at the station at this point, B, Danny Ruye, like, I think those dudes could have thrown more heat than what this dude was throwing yesterday.
Not Jeff. For sure.
The one time he tried to throw an actual fastball, he touched 86 and it was 6 feet outside of the zone.
Yeah,
it was a joke, dude.
There needs to be. I hate the idea of doing it when you're up by so much because it's just a mockery of the team that you're beating. When you're losing by 10 runs, it's a little different. Like, the Nationals were getting killed by someone earlier this year at Nationals Park, shocker. And Amed Rosario came out and pitched. And even that gimmick ran a little thin because he did what Kike did yesterday, and he couldn't throw a strike. And if you're going to go out there, can you please throw strikes? Even if it's 55-mile-an-hour meatballs,
just throw strikes. How about when they do throw a strike, swing at it? Do you know the at-bat I'm talking about when it was 3-0? When Cal Ripken hit that home run in his last All-Star game, you might be too young to remember that, Toby, but that's a thing that happened. And I remember on, like, SportsCenter the next day, there was, like, you know, the talkie shows where, like, do you think they grooved Cal Ripken a ball to hit a home run on? That possibly grooved ball to Cal for the home run in the All-Star game was a harder pitch than the one this dude just took at 3-0.
And, yeah, and it was Luis Garcia was who was looking.
Dude, 3-0. I understand getting on base and taking the walk. Like, I can understand that. You're down 10. You know what would help? A 3-run moonshot because the guy just served it on a platter.
Yeah, it's just annoying to watch it against your team. The Dodgers do this all the time. And this isn't even the worst example of this, JP. Earlier this season, the Dodgers were losing by like 6 runs. And they brought Kike in the 7th inning. The 7th inning. Like, they had this guy for 3 innings because they were like, all right, we're done with this game. Which I think is incredibly stupid. Now, to their credit, the Dodgers have run into more pitching problems this year in terms of injuries than anybody. But I also don't feel bad when you have a billion-dollar payroll.
I don't feel bad at all. you've had some wild takes this morning, Toby, for a usually pretty, like, centered fella. So far this morning, you said you hate summer, and of all the things that happened yesterday, you feel bad for the Dodgers manager. Those are not feelings I share. In fact, I just got a tweet from Matthew Small, said, the baseball expert filling in on B. Mitch and Finley hates summer. I'm tuned out. So, and then another guy made fun of me. Mark Demers said, JP is today days old discovering position players pitching in blowouts. Hashtag what a joke. Hey, Mark, you dummy. That's not what I'm saying. I've seen this before. I don't know that I've ever seen it against the Nats in like a, I don't know, like a that sort of scenario. But this dude was also awful. I can't stress enough.
Yeah, I mean, throw strikes,
please. How bad this attempt at pitching was. So it's not just that. Like, when I saw him throw a couple pitches, I said to my buddy I was sitting with, I was like, oh, this has to be a position player that they're just getting reps with. And sure enough, it was. Like, it was obvious immediately this was not a major league pitcher. Gosh, what a ride that was, though. Did you watch the hoops last night, Toby?
Oh, of course. And I thought it was going to be a pretty good game. And even though Halliburton went down early, the Pacers were hanging around. But at some point, they needed a shot creator, and they just didn't have that once Halliburton was out, so you saw OKC kind of pull away. But valiant effort by the Pacers to be able to come away with or keep themselves in that game for as long as they did without Halliburton.
Yeah, I agree there. They play so tough, and they're all over the place. And McConnell, you know, when Halliburton's out, McConnell's like this awesome spark plug off the bench. You know what I mean? Like, do you remember, I believe his name was Vinny Johnson, and they called him the microwave. If I barely remember him, there's no way you remember that dude, Toby. But, like, what that dude could do is just come in. I think he was on the Pistons, if I recall. I'm sure he bounced around a little bit. But he could just come in and get you buckets. Like, no problem. And it's when you have somebody that could come in like that is just a devastating ability. You know what I mean? But so when you have Halliburton, whose game is really pretty controlled, and in the modern NBA, he's as close to a pass-first point guard as exists, and the offense looks smooth when he's out there, and he can create a shot. And then when you just shift that a little, and you get McConnell in there, and it's like this ball of frenetic energy just going all over the court at all times, it's like, whoa, and it's something different. But when you had to just go with McConnell, honestly, I thought the Thunder did a really good job in kind of when they pulled away in that like late third quarter to start the fourth of defending McConnell a little bit differently and like almost giving him lanes and avenues, because if he sees open court, he's just going to go, and then he kind of dribbled himself into trouble repeatedly, and they started just turning the ball over a ton. I thought Rick Carlisle was the better coach in this series, and I guess it took, you know, when a team loses its best player in Halliburton, and then the coach makes some adjustments, but I thought that was a really smart adjustment, and that it ended up just being not a, you know, OKC just had too much, man.
Yeah, honestly, I was surprised that a lot of the success that they had defensively against McConnell, like you said, was some adjustments, but Lou Dort was so much better on him than anyone else, and they kept having Case and Wallace and other guys guard him, and he was able to at least
Lou Dort
body them.
Is good on anybody.
Lou Dort is incredible. D. And I saw Jordan Reed tweeted and said, this dude's playing the wrong sport. He needs to be playing middle linebacker. Like, this dude coming downhill at you, I can only imagine. Like, he is such a good defender, so physical. That's one thing that Oklahoma City, they get away with a lot of fouls, but it's because they basically foul every time down the floor, so you're not going to call every time. They're super physical, and they do a good job of it. They're consistent throughout the game. They have so many guys that are bought into that end of the floor, and so you see them, when they want to dial it up a notch, they can go to a level defensively that other teams, especially a team like Indiana that doesn't have a guy outside of Halliburton that can really go get his own. I mean, they were just, it was so difficult for them to even just dribble on the perimeter, much less trying to get downhill to the bucket. So it's a credit to OKC. They've been good defensively all year, and they were good defensively last night once they turned it on in that second half. And really, OKC just dominated that second half defensively, and Indiana didn't stand a chance after that.
It is funny, dude, what you mentioned there, because I think you see that more in college hoops than in the pros. where if you have a team that just plays really aggressive defense all the time and they kind of foul all the time, the refs just don't call it. And, like, I remember when VCU got going with Shaka and they were playing that Havoc. I mean, you watch Houston, the Cougars, with Kelvin Sampson play basketball now. You watch St. John's with Patino. Like, they're just fouling all the time. And even when who's the dude running the Celtics now? When he was at Butler, Brad Stevens. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just like it does create these scenarios where the refs kind of suck and the basketball is tough to watch. But, dude, this OKC team is loaded. Do you realize? I want to make sure I'm counting this right. They have two first rounders in this upcoming draft.
Yeah, I mean,
and they have two.
They have like six over the next 3 years.
Yo, they have two first rounders in this draft. When is the draft? This week, right? Like Thursday or something?
Yeah, it comes up on Wednesday.
All right, Wednesday. All right, two first rounders in this year's draft, three first rounders in next year's draft, and then another two in 27.
Yeah, I mean, Sam Presti's done a great job stockpiling picks, and they've gotten to the point where they stockpiled picks past where they really need them. And, you know, they can make some adjustments to their roster if they need to over the next couple of years, whether it's they can't pay a guy or they don't want to pay a guy and they want to find someone to replace him. I mean, you've got so many picks that they can kind of overhaul this as needed. They've got their superstar in SGA, and they can kind of work it however they want around him.
How many years in the pros is Chet?
I think this is, I want to say this is his third year? Second year or third year? Third year.
When does his deal have to come up?
I would think that's after next season. But he's an interesting one because he's been injured so much.
Yeah, dude.
But he's,
so it's his third year, but he's only played 2 years.
Yeah, he didn't really play at all his rookie season. I don't think he played at all his rookie season. Then this year he was injured.
He was good last night, though, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think, you know, as a Wizards fan, that's what you're kind of hoping Alex Sarr can be, where he is just a menace defensively, always around the hoop, blocking everything. And, you know, if they drafted Malawach, what we've talked about before, maybe they could have him be a little more of a roamer. But I think Chet Holmgren has a lot of the similarities in terms of body type, game, to what Alex Sarr is. So if Alex Sarr can get to that sort of level, I think he'd be thrilled with that.
So it's over now. It went seven. I still, and I'm not taking shots at any of the teams involved here, I still think this is one of the most forgettable NBA Finals series I remember in a while.
And I think the last couple of years,
the Celtics just kind of beat the Mavs last year, right? Like, what was the last? You said it, dude. Is the last really good one when LeBron beat the Warriors?
I mean, because you just look back at it. So Boston-Dallas last year wasn't that memorable. That was a 4-1 series. Denver over the Heat was a 4-1 series. Maybe Golden State beating Boston in 22 when we didn't think Golden State was going to be able to. Maybe that could fit into that. But that's a 6-game series. Milwaukee over the Suns.
That was good. I liked that series.
That was a good series. Lakers Heat in the bubble.
Bubbles don't count. That's not a real title. LeBron takes the ring off.
So it's at least a couple years then.
The last one, I think, the Giannis one was good. I enjoyed that because Giannis just like hit another level of stardom. And, you know, that Suns team was loaded, man. Mm-hmm. They had, they just got up and down the court. It's amazing. And, you know, I'm speaking to a fan base that knows what it's like to have bad ownership. But whatever, we're going to talk about this Durant trade in a little while. You know, the NBA Finals, much like the World Series, the NFL doesn't really have to worry about this because they have 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl, and they're happy to have all the different kind of news. But I think if we had to look in a 10-year span, right, three events that happened in the last week in the NBA. The Lakers get sold, Kevin Durant gets traded yet again, and the Oklahoma City Thunder win the title. Hell, maybe not even on a 10-year span. In the immediate, what's the biggest news to you of those three things?
Lakers. It's got to be the Lakers, right? No one was thinking that the Bus family was selling that thing. So, yeah, I mean, it's got to be L.A. getting sold. And I don't know that that's a good thing for the league when you just had a champion and one of your stars get traded and we care more about a sale of a team for $10 billion.
Dude, I almost wonder if I care more about Durant getting traded again than the Thunder ranked third in that list of news.
Yeah, which is disappointing because I think generally we would say, because this is the first time in NBA history you've had seven different champions in 7 years. And generally in a league, when that happens, you would say that's good for the league. But I don't know if it is for the NBA. It's kind of been throughout its time, you need a dynasty, right? You think back to the Lakers and the Celtics in the 80s. You think back to the Bulls in the 90s. You think back to, you know, the Lakers again with Kobe and Shaq, and then the Heat and the Warriors. It almost feels like the NBA, more so than other sports, relies on that dynasty, and even if it's just a team to hate, you still tune in to hate watch them, right? Like, people were hate watching the Warriors. People are hate watching the Heat, and all those things. They don't have that right now.
Seriously. Yeah, it's funny. Everybody hates the super teams, but then you kind of need the super teams. Who knows, man? Here's what I do know. It's approximately 117 degrees in the DMV, but nice and cool at my house. You know why? Because I got all new windows and doors from Paul Henry's window installation. Paul did a great job, came to my house, gave me an estimate on different windows in my house. This really meant a lot to me. On some of the windows, he recommended getting the Supreme product, right? But on other windows, especially in my back sunroom, he's like, listen, man, this is such an outdoor area. You don't need to pay extra for this because the windows are just going to get that much sunlight. Like, whenever you deal with somebody that approaches things honestly and isn't always trying to upsell you on every little thing, it changes your opinion. Working with Paul Henry changed my house. It could do the same thing for you. You need to make sure you hit up the good folks at Paul Henry's Window Installation. Call Paul right now. Or you can hit him up on the website at paulhenryswindows.com. Paul Henry's Windows, your clear home improvement choice.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Toby, I keep talking to him.
Welcome back, B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It looks like we're having some technical issues with JP. We'll get those figured out in just a second. Continuing on about the NBA Finals, it's crazy with these injuries that you've seen pop up so often in the postseasons. When you look back and you see the guys that have gone down in this postseason run, you look at Damian Lillard goes down with a Achilles injury. You look at Jason Tatum going down with an Achilles injury. You look at Tyrese Halliburton going down last night with an Achilles injury, JP. I mean, the injuries just keep piling up in the playoffs, and I've seen I saw Victor Oladipo on Twitter yesterday. He's obviously known for having an injury-riddled career. I saw Sam Decker, who was formerly in the NBA, kind of playing over in Europe now, talking about, hey, shorten the season, or we got to figure something out because so many injuries are piling up. What's your take on that?
I think that's crazy. I mean, there's going to be injuries in sports, in all sports. If you want to shorten the NBA season, I'm not against it. But, like, with the amount of load management and all this other stuff, like, the shorten the season conversation just seems silly.
I don't know.
If you want to shorten the season, the regular season of all sports, and I don't mean this hyperbolic, in all sports, the NBA regular season is the most devalued of anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gotten to that position because that's how the players treat it. So, like, when they try to create the in-game, in-league tournament or whatever, the players sit out too much, which tells the fans, we don't have to pay attention to this. Like, that's just the reality of it. If you shorten it, would that create more demand and, like, maybe players would take the regular season more seriously? Maybe, but I kind of doubt it. And I don't think the owners are ever giving back games because games mean gates and hot dogs sold and parking, and that's where the cash is. So I think it's silly.
Well, a couple of things. Personally. So, number one, I think calf strains have to be taken way more seriously now because you've seen this multiple times. Kevin Durant, I believe, had the same thing happen when he was with Golden State and he blew out his Achilles. Yeah. It was a calf strain. I think Damian Lillard was dealing with the same thing, and then he blew out his Achilles, and we obviously had Tyrese Halliburton. We didn't know if he was going to play game 6 or 7 with a calf injury, and he decides to play both games. He plays in this one and ends up blowing out his Achilles. So I think calf strains are going to have to be taken way more seriously than they have, and I get that you want to get out on the floor. It's the NBA Finals, but it's tough, and now it's going to cost these guys a full season next year. The other thing, too, that I hate is when you look at these guys talking about, hey, shorten the season and this and that, and I hate how they diminish the previous generation of hoopers as if the guys didn't play hard and it was the easiest era of basketball ever, where they're always like,
totally.
Oh, it's way tougher now and this and that. It's like you're catered to every sense.
Yeah,
like totally. I don't understand how – I don't doubt that maybe the pace of play is a little bit quicker and there's some different stuff that's in the modern game, but also – Jordan would go in the lane and get murdered by the Pistons. That doesn't happen now. You have a guy barely get smacked upside the head nowadays, and we're looking for a flagrant foul. So I hate that modern players sometimes do that and almost degrade the history of the NBA when it feels like players in that league do that to the previous generation of hoopers more than any other league. Like, you don't hear, you know, modern NFL players talking poorly about former quarterbacks. Like, that's not how it is. Like, they talk reverentially about Joe Montana and guys like that versus NBA stars, even if they don't come out and say it, will kind of be like, oh, well, that era of hooping wasn't even close to what we're doing now.
They were playing a bunch of plumbers. No, it's that's a great point, dude. And I had never really thought of it, but again, the the NBA is the most, like, they devalue their own product the most, the players do. And you're right, the players, and one thing I find fascinating, if you saw those comments from MJ, like, so MJ, Michael Jordan's going to do some work for NBC, with the NBA coming back to NBC, right? And MJ went out of his way to say, like, people try to make it too much us against them with, like, new young players. He's like, that's not how I feel at all. Basketball evolves. Players are playing a different brand now. Like, I don't know why there is, like, the whole boomer thing, right? And maybe this is just cyclical, and maybe I'm in, like, the middle of it because I'm not really young or quite old yet. But, like, it does seem like the current youth, right, for lack of a better word, like, if you're 15 to 25, really seems focused on being dismissive of folks that are older. And I'd argue that's like across, not just in sports, but I think you see that the most in the NBA. Like Jaden Daniels, I mean, just to flip this upside down, Jaden Daniels was at Fanatics Fest this weekend, and we got to get into a lot of things happened up there. But he did a podium TED talk, whatever you want to call it, with Joe Montana and Dan Marino. And knowing Jaden, I bet he has watched tape of both of those guys, who both probably, I mean, certainly Montana and I would say Marino too. I bet those dudes didn't play football while Jaden was alive. But Jaden's like a historian of the game and cares deeply about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're right. It's reverence rather than dismissive.
Yeah, and I mean, it is totally different. There's no question about it. And the style of offense that Jaden is playing is totally different than what Dan Marino was doing. But there are still things that you can learn. And I think part of the issue with the way that some of basketball has gotten is analytics and all this stuff. They pretend like they're the smartest people ever because they just run a pick and roll every time down the floor. Like, there needs to be some variance. There needs to be some different styles of hoop involved. And with the exception of the teams that have a freak like a Giannis or a Nikola Jokic, you turn on the NBA night in, night out, and you see a similar style of offense from everybody. I mean, last night, Mark Daigneault's, I could coach their offense because it's literally just give the ball to SGA and run a high pick and roll with somebody. And then if that doesn't work, give it to Jalen Williams, let him run a high pick and roll. Like, there's too much of the same sort of stuff. And, you know, at least with Jordan back in the day, you're running the triangle, and there was a nice team element with the Lakers with Magic in the Showtime era. Like, there's an element missing of that, even though the game has evolved and people can shoot better than they probably ever can because you've got seven-footers now shooting threes routinely. Doesn't mean the game's better, and it doesn't mean that it's more watchable. Matter of fact, if anything, it tells you that the game is less watchable because look at the ratings. So, I don't know. There's some stuff that needs to be tweaked in the NBA. I think it's gotten too far away from the actual product. And then the problem is the product on the floor itself. I mean, I'm just watching with my mom last night, and we used to watch the NBA Finals together every single year, and I'm remembering going back and watching those Warriors and Cavaliers and the Heat Finals, and that was intriguing, and we were setting aside time to go watch it. Last night, we get to turn the TV off, and it really wouldn't have made a difference because it didn't feel like it was must-see television. So there's got to be some
tweaks made.
Left
hand up, Toby. So that was a pretty good game. And then the third quarter, the Thunder just pulled away. Like, late in the third, they started playing really good defense, started hitting a couple threes. And at that point, now because I'm down at the beach, I don't have a multiple TV setup down here. I've been watching this show called The Offer on Paramount Plus. I don't know if you've ever heard or seen it. I'm guessing you don't even know the show I'm watching. Have you heard of it, Toby?
No, never heard of it.
Okay. It's about the making of the movie The Godfather. Unfortunately, I'm going to guess and say you've never even seen The Godfather.
Never seen The Godfather.
Have you heard of it? Are
yeah,
you familiar
I've heard
with
of The
it?
Godfather. Yeah.
Okay, thank God. So, at the end of the third quarter, basketball game got put on my phone, and the offer was on the big screen. Jeff, have you seen The Godfather?
Yes.
Good. Who else is in there with you? White Brian?
Yep.
White Brian, have you seen The Godfather?
I've seen all three.
Not a boy. The third one's terrible. But The Offer is pretty cool. If you like the movie, you'd probably enjoy that program. I really think it is awesome that the NBA has reached this parity level where it's a different winner for 5 years or whatever. And I know, I think what we sleep on as the American sporting public is how huge the NBA is around the world. I do kind of wonder about this, like, live golf situation happening to the NBA would be really fascinating to watch. But, I mean, the fact that we're all talking about Kevin Durant, right? And I love Kevin Durant just because he's from here. And I thought, I remember watching him at Texas and just being blown away by his ability with his size. And I credit Steph, but I think Durant too. Like, those dudes changed basketball on a fundamental level. Steph just with his insane shot-making ability and the range. But Durant, like, there weren't 7-foot guards. That just, you like, you were trained to go put your back to the basket and work on your post moves, and then he just flipped it all completely upside down. But the fact that Kevin Durant is still such a big deal, LeBron's still such a big deal, Steph's still such a big deal, and the truth is those teams probably – I mean, maybe Durant with Houston can contend for a title. You know, maybe LeBron with Luka if they can build that thing right. You know, the Warriors looked like they were doing pretty good until Steph got hurt. But I just think when you look at, like, real title contenders going forward, those dudes, the biggest names and faces in the league, aren't the biggest names and faces in the playoffs. I think that's going to hurt them until maybe SGA emerges as, like, a true global superstar, but not with those dudes still floating around. Here's what we're going to do. We're actually going to go to Houston, talk to my boy Will Kunkel down there, about that Durant trade. We're going to do that at noon. I do want to open the phones up. Jeff, here's what I'm thinking. At 11, I want to play this Micah Parsons, Kevin Durant conversation. Because I think some people will read too much into it, but it is different when you hear it from a player. I'll explain what I mean a little later. But before we go, I got to tell you about my boy John Leahy and the Fine Living Group. I always tell you, if you're looking to buy or sell a house, the easiest way to do it is to just Google John Leahy, and you'll get all the information you need, thefinelivinggroup.com. My boy Leahy, it's a weird market right now. Buyers have a lot of advantages. You need to be in with Leahy and the Fine Living Group. He's going to find you the right house. He's going to make it all work on your timeline and with the least amount of stress. If you go to the website, you can find whatever it is you're looking for. And perhaps most importantly, he's got this home valuation tool. That's a huge asset. If you're sitting on a bunch of equity, man, and you don't know exactly how much and you don't know exactly what your next move could be, you should find it right there. Call John Leahy today at 301-835-1519. Go to thefinelivinggroup.com or just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Professor Landini's on vacation all week. We got Jeff in the big chair, and I did not have Jeff playing Queen as his third song in a week in the big chair. Shout out to Jeff. This weekend was the National Barbecue Battle down on Pennsylvania Avenue. And our boy Donnie from Team Gudis, we had him on, I guess we had you on Friday as you were getting ready for everything. And it looks like you kicked a little ass, dude. How'd you do?
Yeah, we did, man. We sorry about my voice. We were hooting and hollering a little bit yesterday during the awards. we did good, man. It was super, super hot weekend. Like, I think it was actually hotter than it was last year. So that was tough in itself. But, yeah, we did good, man. We Saturday we had some ancillary rounds we did. And our chicken guy, Josh, man, he really prepped and prepared this. It's called Impossible Meats. So they basically give you a category. It's called Impossible Meat. And it's not real meat. It's made with, like, plant-based, you know, vegetable-type things. And basically you got to make it taste like real meat. So – you wouldn't even know the difference, but he whipped up a really, really good Texas-style chili, and we had a hot honey cornbread we made, and it was just really phenomenal. Actually, I'll be putting some pictures up soon. Not sure if you've seen them yet, JP, but we ended up doing that and a few other things. But during the awards, it was crazy because I had told Josh, or excuse me, not during the awards, but we turned in everything, and I went back to the judge's tent to pick up our platter that, you know, Josh made to turn in. And I noticed it was like the bowls were like lick clean. There was no cornbread left. And I was like, okay, well, that's a good
sign. I saw that picture you sent. It looked good.
Yeah, oh, that's right. I did send it to you. Okay, yeah. So we kind of had an eye. Well, at least we knew the judges liked it, right? And, yeah, sure enough, I think one of the judges came out and said, oh, that chili was really good. But, of course, they can't say anything or tell you. But, yeah, it came in first place. Not only first place with that, they called us Josh. He got a 180, and that's like an extra sticker you get for a perfect score, and you get a pin for it. So it was a perfect turn-in, and it worked out great. I think that's how our awards started out with that. So Josh ripped it pretty hard on that. And then we had there was a steak entry. Good friend of ours, brother Darren, he's with Cosmos and B&B, and he brought out his PK grill for us to grill our steak on. And it was like my second ever steak entry. And yeah, man, we layered it up with some one of our sponsors, Tillman's, with his beef rub and a little bit of that Cosmos honey chipotle, and gave it a quick sear, turned it in. And
I am proud of you, but you got to stop talking about all this meat. People in the chat are going crazy. The meat talk.
It's a lot.
Apparently,
man,
our
lot.
Show touches some nerves.
It was a lot, but okay.
When are you
going to
bring us some of this food?
Yeah, that's the main thing here.
We'll come in and see you again soon. You know that.
Donnie only likes to come on Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. I know that one.
Yeah. Well. It's always a good time for sure.
Hey, Donnie, I can't say I blame you for wanting to come in on Fridays, but we had talked on Friday about a little bit of a rivalry. Obviously, you finished in first place. Do we know how the rivals finished?
It's so, all right, I swear I'll make this short, but it's crazy you just asked that because Scahill, Old Fireman's Barbecue, they did a first responders award this year, which was the first time they've ever done it. Josh, he's with DC police. And so we're technically a first responders team because he gets the police union to get us in this. And, you know, that's why we do DC. Well, during the award ceremony, they actually had, I think there was like four teams down there that were first responders. And we actually got first place and got the big silver cup, for the first responders too. They take your chicken score and your rib and pork score, or chicken and rib score, and do an overall, and whoever, and we got first place with that too, which gave us that big silver cup, which was awesome. So yeah, we actually won that rivalry. So
big time, love that.
Congrats, man. Congrats. Do you get any cash? Like, are there actual like cash prizes? Because, dude, I mean, you know, I know you work and everything, and I know this is a hobby for you, but at some point, you're flying around the country, you're buying all these grills and different equipment and the food and everything. Like, is there any money in it?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, that's why the team's great. Cause we all pitch our part in, but, cause it'd be real tough to do it by yourself. Although there's plenty of guys that do, but, I think we won a little over $3,000 yesterday. So, I mean,
now we're talking.
Yeah, it was a pretty good day yesterday. We got an overall combined, we took fourth in the soy category, which is one of the big sponsors for that event as well. We got a fourth pork, and this was a Masters event. So, and you know, we're a backyard team still, but this is a Masters event that we did, and we're pretty happy that we can hang with the Masters, and I think we'll be moving up next year to that category. So
that's great, man.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if you know my investment strategy, but it's pretty sound. It's really worked for me. When you win money like that, you should go right to the casino and double it.
Yeah, no, I'm not a big casino guy.
It almost
guy,
always man. Works. 50% of the time, it works all the time.
Yeah.
Proud of you guys, man. Congratulations.
Congrats, man.
Yeah, man. No, I appreciate it. And one more thing, just want to tell you too. The chicken we rung in. That's another thing, Josh. Man, got to give Josh credit. He's really been throwing. I mean, he's been pulling this team the past few competitions. He's just on fire right now, and he got almost got a 180 on chicken too, and took second in chicken and the nationals too. So that was pretty cool. Also, man, we slayed it yesterday. We're happy, and yeah, we appreciate you guys.
All right, man. And Donnie, you never, when you're talking to me, you never have to apologize for what your voice sounds like. I think, you know, this is a pro deep voice podcast. Take care, bud. Congrats.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right. That's our boy Donnie from Gouda's Barbecue. They had a big weekend at the National Barbecue Battle. When we come back, Kevin Durant and Micah Parsons had a really interesting public conversation about Dan Quinn. What exactly was said? What can we take from it? How much of that is real? Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley and Toby.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.